Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Is it all right if I have you for dinner? I mean, over for dinner? It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
So I started watching Dahmer last night on Netflix. It's a little series about Jeffrey Dahmer, the serial killer cannibal dude. Here's a little bit of sound from the trailer.
What are you doing there? The smells. Power tools going all hours of the night.
Power tools.
I hear screaming coming from your apartment.
Damn it. Eating people mostly.
I'm just trying to say I'm sorry. She gonna open your gift?
Okay, that's good.
So the correct title, Jack, Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
So Joe has an actual review of it, which I haven't read any of. I was actually thinking of looking into it. Let me know a little of the review. Does it get into like how accurate this is or where they came up with this stuff?
Nah, not really. It's I'll read you a few sections of it.
Okay.
Let's see. This Murphy is Ryan Murphy, who's the producer or whatever. Murphy's professed aim in retelling the story of the Milwaukee serial killer who confessed to murdering and dismembering 17 young men.
Oof.
Is to shed light on who his victims were as individuals and the fact that they were primarily black and gay. Critics and viewers have been divided over Dahmer Monster, which carries a 50% rating in Rotten Tomatoes.
I've only watched the two-thirds of one episode. I would currently give it a thumbs up, but...
Yeah, I guess the controversy here is, all right, are you actually trying to tell the stories of the victims and, like, humanize them? Or is it just your typical look at this monster gore fest with a tip of the cap to the victims being individuals? But you're just making an excuse.
And would there be anything wrong with that? The latter. I watched it for the latter, for the look at this monster. We've all watched movies like that or read books like that, haven't we? I mean, that's kind of what reading about Hitler's like. It's like, just look at what this human being could be like. Isn't it amazing the different kinds of human beings there can be? I don't know. I mean, it could easily go too gory for me and I decide to turn it off. But oof, the first episode, he brings this dude home from the bar and I haven't even gotten to the, like, nobody's been snuffed yet. But just the tension, knowing what's going on. The guy catches on to what's likely to be going on, and Dahmer wouldn't let him leave, has him handcuffed, has a knife, and it's just the tension is just I think it probably gives you a pretty accurate idea what it was like in that apartment.
Do I want that? I didn't wake up this morning thinking, you know what I'd really like to experience is the tension of a homicidal serial sex killer with the handcuffing me. Ugh.
Yeah. I'm rarely in the mood for that sort of thing. Actually, I just got my new iPhone, the 14 Pro Max. It's bigger, and I just wanted to see how it looked watching a movie on my new big phone. So I just went to Netflix. There was Dahmer. I thought, oh, I've read a little bit about that. So I clicked on it, and I got sucked in.
Yeah, like I say, the criticism is it's really trivializing the victims by making this an entertainment. Too soon,
I guess. I don't buy that.
You could say that of any true-ish story of a murderer, though.
Yeah.
And you're just denying something fundamental about human beings. We need to deal with this stuff to come to terms with it, I think, to be a little less afraid of it.
Right. Yeah. I don't feel like it trivialized anything about what that poor bastard went through, or all of them, when they got lured back to, you know, a kind of good-looking weirdo gay guy's lair. He'd hit them on him at the bar, get him back, slip something in their drink.
Yeah, and it seems clear, at least from these excerpts of the review I'm reading, somebody wants to make this about race.
All right. Well, you know, I wonder the same thing everybody wonders when you hear a story like that or watching a movie or whatever. How does an individual's brain go so freaking wrong, so different from me? How are we even the same species? It's fascinating and troubling.
Yeah, somebody deciding, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take on this risk because I really like doing this.
Right. You're compelled to do it. That's fascinating.
Right. Yeah. What does a compulsion like that even feel like?
Oh, God. Can't imagine.
And you can't, like, you know, do something else. Go right. Play golf, get drunk, have consensual sex, I don't know.
Or if you'll pardon me being too graphic about it, you can't just think about it a lot and, you know, work your man, and that's good enough so that you don't, you know, commit horrifying crimes, end up in prison, etc.
Well, that's the difference between a normal person and somebody who doesn't have that filter. Doesn't have that stop. I can't imagine. You know, it's they say the most terrifying thing ever would be to spend 5 minutes in somebody else's brain. If it was his brain, I think you'd really get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. And this actor who's portraying Jeff Dahmer, one, looks exactly like him, and two, has got that ability that great actors have of just his face has so many things going on when he's, like, at the bar looking at these guys. It's just, wow. I had another point. It made enough of an impact on me. This is one of those, I remember where I was when I heard the story. I was on the air in Salina, Kansas on the radio, doing my morning radio show when this story broke. And I remember reading about it, and I still remember where I was because it made that much of, holy crap. Remember, a guy escaped and got found and got to the police or something like that. And that's how he got caught. Oof.
And was he dissolving people in barrels or something like that?
Yes, the barrel has already made an appearance in the show.
Oof.
The old dissolving barrel. The guy the guy sitting on the bed says, first of all, why does it smell like that? Why does it smell so terrible in here? And his excuse is, my parents sent me a bunch of meat. My fridge is out. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, and then what's with the barrel? Nothing.
No. Let's roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. It's Milwaukee, right? Polka Central.
Yeah, and if you just want to know what it was like in Milwaukee in the early 80s, you know, you got that going for you, too.
There are probably easier ways to get that information than to put up with the rest of it. Yikes.
I don't know that I'm going to make it through. Well, I know I won't make it through the whole series because it's a whole bunch of episodes. I feel like, because I just watching the trailer, it looks to me kind of like every episode is a different dude. I don't need to go through this many times. Do you?
Mm.
Let's watch a different guy get lured back, chopped up, eaten, and dissolved.
Oh, yerg. Times 17?
Right.
Too much. By the way, everybody, when Jack was doing his morning radio show in Salina, Kansas, he was getting his ass kicked by the guy across town. That would be me. Of course, you were on a music radio station for young hipsters, and I was giving the news to oldsters.
Yeah,
and so, playing the occasional Beatles record, or actually, we played some decent music.
My emphasis at that point in my life, and often at this point in my life, was being popular among the ladies, and that that radio station and show worked for that. So that was my goal.
That did not do me a lick of good doing my job. Hog futures and weather reports.
Hog futures.
Ladies who were really into hog futures knew me. They knew my name. I didn't have to pay for any table in town.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Check out Dahmer or not. Ugh. Actually, I kind of think you're a weirdo if you watch it.
You know who likes me? Old ladies. For some reason. Really old ladies. I get so many dentures in the mail, it's just amazing.
Get an OnlyFans thing, Michael. Dance for the old gals.
Sending you dentures in the mail.
What a stupid thing to say.
I know. Well, I guess that's it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.